my dear brothers and sisters.
我亲爱的弟兄姐妹们，晚安。
We rejoice before our Lord that He has given us these days to be with Him and with one another.
在主的面前，我们欢喜快乐，因为我们有这几天的时间，我们可以跟主在一起，也跟弟兄姐妹在一起。
I know that I've had opportunity to meet some of you previously.
我知道在过去我有些机会与一些弟兄姐妹相遇。
But many of you, I've never had that joy and privilege.
可是有许多的弟兄姐妹，我们从来没有见过。
So I'm particularly full of joy tonight.
所以今天晚上我特别的高兴。
Because I'm having opportunity.
因为我有这个机会。
To meet some of my family that I've never met before.
因为来遇见有些家里面的人是我从前没有遇见过的。
If you have the same Heavenly Father that I have.
如果你有像我一样的天父。
And if you have believed in the Lord Jesus.
如果你相信我们的主耶稣基督
then you have the same father I have.
那你就有与我一样的父亲
and since if you have the same father I have,
因为我们同有一位父亲
and that makes us brothers and sisters.
所以我们就成为弟兄姐妹
I know some of you have never met me and I've never met you.
我知道在座的当中有些人从来没有见过我我也没有见过你们
But the Lord has blessed us by giving this opportunity to us.
但是主祝福我们，让我们有这个机会。
And so I trust that He will enable us to grow in our love for one another.
我相信主会在我们彼此相爱上来教我们长进。
And maybe for some of us, we even get an opportunity to meet each other, even though we're part of the same family. Maybe we never met before.
也许过去我们没有遇见过，可是主把这个机会现在赐给我们。
And the reality is, dear brothers and sisters.
那事实上呢
？We are the beloved of God.
我们是神所爱的。
Nothing greater.
没有比这更大的。
Can you think of anything more wonderful?
你能够想比这些更奇妙的事吗
？Than to be beloved of God.
能够比为神所爱更美吗
？That means His love for us is absolutely perfect.
这是因为他对我们的爱是完全的。
He can't love you any more than He already does.
他没有办法更爱你，因为他已经这样爱你。
And you know what the Word of God tells us.
你知道神的话怎样告诉我们
？That nothing can separate us from this love.
没有什么让我们与基督的爱隔绝。
We are His beloved.
我们是他所爱的。
And you are my beloved as well.
你们也是我所爱的。
Because we are members of this wonderful family.
因为我们都是这非常奇妙家庭里面的人。
So our hearts rejoice.
因为我们的心欢喜。
That we can have this time together.
我们有这样的机会相聚。
Now, I just want to mention before we begin to look into the scriptures,
在我们来读圣经之前
what I understand to be the reality of what is taking place in this hour or so that we have together.
我相信在这段时间我们在一起的时间的实际
The reality is that our blessed Lord has called us together.
这实际就是我们赐福给我们的主，把我们聚集在一起。
He has arranged the opportunity.
他安排这个机会。
And there's something very important that he wants to speak to us.
有一件非常重要的事，他要对我们说。
Now I want you to consider this together with me.
我愿意你与我一同来思想。
That our Lord Jesus,
我们的主耶稣基督
from his exalted position at the right hand of the Father,
他已经被高举来坐在父神的右边。
Has a desire to speak to each one of us.
有这样的渴慕，这样的切慕来对我们每一个人。
Now you may not be aware of it.
也许你并不知道。
But we very much need to hear from him.
但是我们何等需要来听他对我们说话。
Because we're not supposed to live just by bread alone.
因为人活着不是单靠食物。
But we are to live according to every word that proceeds from the mouth of God.
乃是靠从神口里所出的一切话。
And so our beloved Lord.
Well,
out of his great concern for us,
因为他这样关心我们
gathers us here,
把我们聚集在这里
that he may speak words to us.
然后他有机会对我们说话
Now, dear brothers and sisters,
亲爱的弟兄姐妹们
I want to assure us,
我要让你们确信
that he will be faithful.
我们的主是信实的
Maybe some of the vessel he uses may not be as faithful as they need to be.
也许他所用的器皿没有那样信实
Because he has chosen to take weak human vessels.
And
take his written word and make it a living word.
And
in addition to this, there has to be translation. So you can see that there are a lot of things that could go wrong.
But
that's why we want to trust him. And I assure us, dear brothers and sisters,
我来向你保证,
if he is able to speak,
如果神能够说话,
and we are able to hear,
我们能够听,
and we have hearts to obey,
我们有一个愿意顺服的心,
come Sunday afternoon,
你礼拜天下午来,
we will not be the same people.
我们就会跟现在不一样。
He wants to take his living word, and he wants to tailor make it for every one of us.
他要把它为我们每一个人特别来预备。
Think with me tonight, brothers and sisters.
与我一起来思考。
Our Lord knows us perfectly.
我们的主他完全知道我们。
He knows everything about us.
他知道我们的每一个部分。
He knows things about you you don't know about you.
甚至你自己都不知道他知道。
Some of them we're blind to.
有的事情我们自己都看不见。
But praise the Lord, he's not blind to them.
感谢主他不是。
And out of his great love for us,
因为他是这样爱我们,
he wants to speak to us
他要对我们说话,
in such a way
要借着这样子的话,
that we will become different people.
所以我们可以被改变。
So he's seated there at the Father's right hand.
他坐在父的神的右边,
and he's engaged in this precious work of building his church,
然后他就用他宝贵的话语来建造教会,
which includes speaking to us his living word. And then doing something in a corporate way that maybe we will not be aware of. But this is why the Lord has gathered us here. So that he could continue this work of building his church. So he will be faithful. By his mercy, we trust his word will come through. And if we have hearts that are hungry to hear from him,
如果我们有饥渴慕义的心,
and ears to hear,
我们的耳朵愿意听,
and a willingness to obey,
我们的心愿意来顺从,
then our Lord will be able to do his work.
我们的主他就能够做他的工,
so let's sit at his feet.
让我们坐在他的脚前,
you know, we're going to be sharing out of Matthew chapter 6.
我们要借着马太福音来交通,
but you remember in Matthew 5, 6, and 7,
你记得马太5, 6, 7,
at the very beginning of the ministry of our Lord Jesus,
这是主来他执事的开头,
when the crowds were beginning to come together because of the great miracles and the things our Lord was saying,
因为有许多的神迹, 因为主所说的话, 有许多的群众聚集,
our Lord withdrew from the crowd,
我们的主他从群众当中退出,
and went up on the side of a hill,
他到山上,
and sat down,
坐在那儿,
and his disciples came to him.
那他的门徒就来到主的地方。
Now when I read Matthew's gospel,
如果我读马太福音,
it seemed like only four disciples came.
好像只有四个门徒来。
The four he had just called to follow him.
这四个是主刚刚呼召他们来跟随他。
But they came, and he sat down and began to teach them.
那这些人来了, 那主就开始教导他们。
Now brothers and sisters,
弟兄姐妹们,
he wants to do the same thing for us during these days we're together.
这几天我们在一起的时候, 主要做同样的事,
and we know he will be faithful.
我们知道主是信实的,
and so may we take the grace,
愿我们来接受主的恩典,
and hear what he's saying,
来听他所要说的,
and have a heart that's willing to obey him.
有一个心愿意来顺从。
So we're so grateful to the Lord,
我们何等感谢主,
for giving us this time together.
让我们有这段时间一起,
so let's commit ourselves fully to him.
让我们把自己完全交托给主。
Some of you know I live in Brazil.
有些人知道我现在住在巴西,
Brazil is a busy country.
巴西是一个很繁忙的国家,
but United States is a busy, busy, busy country.
但是美国是一个更忙的国家。
I know some of you feel like there's not enough hours in a day.
我知道在座有许多人觉得一天的时间都不够用。
And I know that this is the effort of our enemy to try to get us distracted and all kinds of things going wrong in our life.
这是仇敌的工作, 他要来让我们分心, 让我们很多事情都出错。
But our Lord is here,
但是我们的主在这里,
and we are here in his presence,
我们在主的同在里,
and he is able to do exceedingly, abundantly, beyond all.
他要超过我们所求所讲来成就。
He is able,
他能
to take our distracted hearts,
要把我们这些分心的心
our minds that are filled with too many things,
我们的心思充满了许多的事
and in the midst of that, speak a word to us.
在这当中，主对我们说话。
It could be a life-changing word for some of us.
对我们有些人可能是改变一生的话。
We don't know what the Lord is going to say.
我们不知道主要说什么。
But it could be life-changing and life-redirecting.
可能改变我们的一生。
This could be a real encounter.
这真是一个与主相会的时候。
It could change the direction of your life.
能够改变我们生命的方向。
So why don't we just give our hearts and ourselves fully to Him?
为什么我们不把我们的心完全来归给他呢
？So that He is free to speak what is in His heart.
所以他可以自由的来对我们诉说他心里面。
So let's join our hearts together.
让我们把我们的心聚集在主面前。
And offer ourselves to Him.
把我们自己交托给主。
Blessed Lord, we want to give you the thanks that's in our hearts tonight.
施恩的主，我们要把心里面的感谢归给你。
For making it possible for us to be here in Your presence,
你让我们可以来到你的面前。
Lord Jesus, we acknowledge that You are the sovereign Lord.
主基督，我们知道你是掌权的。
That all authority in heaven and on earth is in Your hands.
天上地下所有的权柄都在你的手中。
And Lord, we believe that You have called us here to this place.
主，我们相信你呼召我们来到这里。
Because you have something you want to speak to us.
因为你有话对我们说。
Now, Lord, we have already indicated that you know things about us that we don't know about ourselves.
主，你知道有些我们自己都不知道的事。
You know absolutely what is going on in our lives.
你知道在我们的生活里面发生的事。
And we want to ask you, Lord, that in the midst of all of that, that you would speak.
主，我们要向你祷告，在这许多的当中，你对我们说话。
In faith, we want to take our hearts into our own hands tonight.
借着信，我们把你的，我们把的心交在你的手中。
And lift them up to you.
我们来仰望你。
That you may speak, that we may understand, and we may find grace to obey.
你对我们说话，我们能够明白，我们也能够有恩典来跟从。
So by your Holy Spirit,
借着你的圣灵
，grant rich anointing.
愿你恩膏丰富的浇下
for speaking your word for translating your word and for obeying your word
对为我们说话的翻译的和顺从的你都在浇灌
and we ask it in your name
我们奉你的名祷告
Amen.
Amen
So let's look in Matthew chapter 6
所以我们打开马太福音第六章
Matthew chapter 6
马太六章
And just for our, to focus our attention, we want to read verses 30 through 34 of Matthew chapter 6.
为了帮我们让我们能够专心专注在这节圣经，我们要读30节到34节。
And we will read it verse by verse, both in English and in Mandarin.
我们一节一节，我们英文、中文都读。
These are the words of our Lord Jesus.
这是我们主耶稣说的话。
What wonderful words.
何等奇妙的话。
Do not worry then, saying, what will we eat? Or what will we drink? Or what will we wear for clothing?
第三十一节，所以不要忧虑，说吃什么，喝什么，穿什么。
For the Gentiles eagerly seek.For all these things. For your heavenly Father knows that you need these things.
这都是外邦人所求的，你们需用的这一切东西，你们的天父是知道的。
But seek first his kingdom and his righteousness, and all these things will be added to you.
你们要先求他的国和他的义，这些东西都要加给你们。
So do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will care for itself, and each day has enough trouble of its own.
所以不要为明天忧虑，因为明天自有明天的忧虑，一天的难处一天当就够了。
Now let's go back to verse 33.
让我们回到33节。
This is the verse that we are going to use to focus our times of fellowship together.
这节圣经是我们这段时间交通的主题。
That is the times that I'm responsible for.
这个就是我主托付给我的这段时间我们要交通。
So listen once again carefully to these words our Lord speaks.
我们再注意听这句话。
But seek first His kingdom and His righteousness, and all these things will be added to you.
主的话说，你们要先求他的国和他的义，这些东西都要加给你们了。
Now there are three words in this one verse that I want to call our attention to.
在这节圣经里面有三句话，我要请你们注意。
The first word is kingdom.
第一个就是国。
The second word is seek.
第二个字就是来求。
And the third word is first.
那第三个字就是要先
seek first，
要先求
his kingdom，
他的国。
This is the focus that we want to give ourselves to during these times of fellowship together。
让我们一起交通的时候，这个三件事情就是我们要
注重。Now tonight we want to focus on this word kingdom。
今天晚上我要注重在国。
Now dear brothers and sisters， we have 1 hour。
弟兄姐妹们，我们有一个钟头。
And 1 hour to have some fellowship about this great big word called kingdom.
在短短的一个钟头，我们要交通这个伟大的的观念，就是讲到国度。
So we have begun with the impossibility.
我们是一件不可能的事。
And we're glad that our Lord can do the impossible.
我们感谢主，因为神可以做。
Take such a large topic and bring it down and make it real and practical.
他可以把这样大的题目把它浓缩，对我们来讲是可以实用的。
In my estimation, this is the most important issue in the universe.
据我来看，这是整个宇宙最重要一件事。
This matter of the kingdom of God.
就是神的国。
And therefore, it's very important for us to have some understanding.
所以我们需要来认识这件事。
You remember in Matthew chapter 13,
你知道在马太十三章
when our Lord had given the parable of the sower,
主讲到撒种的比喻
in order to explain the mysteries of the kingdom,
来解释天国的奥秘
and when the Lord was explaining to his disciples this parable that he had given,
当主对门徒来讲解这个比喻 的奥秘
he said the seed that he mentioned that was sown,is the word of the kingdom.
他就讲到这个撒种的种子就是神
国的道。 Not just the word of forgiveness,
并不是赦免的道。
Or the word of love,
或者是爱的道。
But the word of the kingdom,
是天国的道。
So our Lord Jesus was concerned in communicating about the kingdom.
所以我们的主他所关心的是天国。
So when our Lord is telling this parable of the sower,
当主讲到这个
who went out to sow this seed, this word of the kingdom,
他要把神国的道撒出去。
It was none other than our Lord himself. He is the sower.
他就是那个撒种的人。
And as he's sowing the seed falls on different kinds of soil.
当主在撒种的时候，这个种子落在不同的土里。
So since our Lord Jesus was the sower,
因为主基督他就是撒种的。
We can be absolutely sure there was nothing wrong with the sowing.
我们就知道这撒种的人他不会出错。
And since it was the word of the kingdom, there was no problem with the seed.
因为这个种子是神的国的道，所以这种子也没有问题。
So there's no problem with the sower.
所以撒种的人没有问题。
And no problem with the seed.
种子也没有问题。
So where is the problem?
问题出在哪里呢？
With the soil.
是在这个土里面。
And he tells us that the soil is man's heart.
他讲到这个土就是人的心。
And so when he sows, when the sower sows this seed,
讲到这撒种的人撒种。
He says some of it falls on the rock, on the place where people have been walking, on the path.
他讲到有些撒在路旁的。
And what happens is it does not fall into the ground and germinate.
他就没有落到土里面来发芽。
And the enemy comes and like birds comes and snatches it away.
仇敌就像鸟一样把它叼走。
Now what does he say?What is the condition of the heart of the people that our Lord is talking about here?
那主就讲到这样的人的心是什么样的情形呢？
These are the ones who hear the word of the kingdom, but don't understand.
这些人是听了神国的话，但却不明白。
Now, I'm sure every one of us in this gathering tonight,
我知道在我们在座每一个人
have heard something about the kingdom.
都听过国度的事。
But I have a question for us. Starting with myself.
问我自己。
Do we understand the kingdom?
我们是不是明白神的国?
Do we understand the word of the kingdom?
我们是不是明白这国度呢?
You see, you can even learn the language of the kingdom.
你可以来学国度的话语。
And still not understand the kingdom.
但是却不明白真正国度的意义。
Because probably none of us in this room tonight have ever lived in a kingdom.
因为我们在座没有一个人真正的活在这个国度。
Maybe there are a few who have lived in some kingdom, but most of us have never lived in a kingdom.
因为我们从来没有住在一个国度的里面。
Most of us were born in a republic, in a democracy.
因为多数人都是在活在这民主的世界。
And in a democracy, it is a government of the people, for the people, and by the people.
因为民主就是民有、民治、民享。
That's not a kingdom.
这不是一个国度。
And so it's something not familiar to us.
这是对我们不熟悉的。
And it's possible for us to hear messages on the kingdom.
那我们，所以我们可能可以听到国度。
And not understand the kingdom.
但是却不明白。
Not understand what is being said.
不明白这所说的是什么。
So tonight, one of the things we're trusting the Lord to help us to do.
今天晚上我们相信主来成就的。
Is to think together, to meditate with one another.
让我们一起来思想。
About this matter of the kingdom.
那关到关于神国的事。
Now, what I feel like would be good to do in the beginning is to mention some words related to the kingdom.
我想一开始我来提几个字，是帮助我们来明白的。
Now, when I was in my early 20s,
在我年轻二十几岁的时候
I was in the Navy, in the U.S. Navy.
我在美国海军里面。
And there, in the training time,Their objective was is to get us familiar with a ship.
在训练的时候，他要帮让我们能够对船。
That when you go on a ship, they want you to be familiar with the ship.
所以你真的上船的时候，你能够很熟悉。
God, like myself, I lived 800 miles away from water.
我住在离海八百里外。
Well, I've never been on a ship.
我从来没有到船。
I knew nothing about a ship.
我不知道任何关于
船的事。So they took 2 or 3 days to take us upon a mock ship.
所以他就把我们带到一个样本的船上。
You know what a mock ship is?
你知道这个标本、样本的船
？It's a mock ship that's sitting on land. It's a ship that's sitting on not in the ocean but on land.
是这个船放在地上。
And they use it to train people who are going to be on ships that are on water.
这样来训练将来这个要上船
出海的。So they take you on this ship, and they teach you the different parts of the ship.
所以他们把你带到船上，告诉你船的每一个部分。
They use different language.
用不同的话。
In other words, if you are in the Navy for any period of time,
如果你曾经在海军待过
，you should never refer to the front of the ship as the front.
你绝对不会把船的头叫做头。
And you should never refer to the back of the ship as the back.
你就不会把船尾叫做尾巴。
And you should never refer to the right as the right-hand side and the left to the left-hand side.
你不会说这是左边，这是右边，
这是左边。All different language.
它有完全不同的词汇。
And the stern and starboard side and port side. I can't believe I still remember that after 50 years.
我没有办法相信，我还记得这个有不同的词汇在船上你要用的。
But this was a class called nomenclature.
这是一门学问叫做命名学。
Now, in Portuguese, the word for name is nome.
在葡萄牙话名字就是
That's one of the 6 words I've learned in 8 years.
这是八年我学的六个字其中之一。
But the word nomi means name.
Nomi 这个字就是名字。
So nomenclature means names that are given to different parts of the ship.
所以命名学就是告诉我们这个船每一部分的名字。
So if you're going to be on the ship, you need to be able to communicate.
所以你要在船上，
There are no doors on the ship.
船上没有门
There's a hatch.
是这种
Not a door.
是有锁的
So everything has different names.
所以每一件事情有不同的
And you better be familiar with these names.
所以你最好都能够很熟悉这些
If you're going to be a good sailor, then you need to be familiar with these names.
如果你要成为很好的水手
And we want to do something like this with the kingdom tonight.
所以今天晚上我们关于神的国
I'm not claiming that this is an exhaustive list, okay?
我没有来说这是一个完整的。
Even as we talk about these and fellowship about these, maybe you will think about other nomen kingdom nomenclature.
也许我们在交通的时候，你可以还要想到有许多关于天国的词汇。
So let's begin with the word kingdom. Now, it's very easy, I don't know in Chinese, but in English, it's very easy to see it's divided into two words.
在英文里面就是国度就分成两部分
King
这个王
and Dome
还有这个国
I understand our brother Dana was here last year.
我们知道 Dana 弟兄
He used to say it's the kings and the domes.
是有王还有一个
Only Dana. But Dome comes from the word dominion、
这个、
or domain.
这个国度的这个王的另外一个字就是
So you have a king who has a domain.
讲到这个国它有个范围
And he has dominion over this domain.
它在这范围里面掌权
So that's basically the, seemingly the foundation of this word kingdom.
所以国度就是一个王在他的国度里面来掌权
Now it doesn't explain everything.
当然这不 解释所有的事
But when you think about the word king, for example,
但是你想到王
We have other words in the Bible that we use that we sometimes don't think they have anything to do with the kingdom.
我们在圣经上有其他的字讲到王
For example,
举个例子说
Almost every one of us refer to Jesus Christ as Lord.
我们每一个人都讲到主耶稣是主
But let me ask you a very honest question. You don't have to answer except in your heart.
你不需要回答我但是你在心里面
When you use the word Lord,
当你用这个字主
How many of you are thinking about living in a kingdom?
有多少人讲到活在国度里、
Do you know that Lord is a kingdom word?
你知道主就是国度的词汇吗
Who is the king?
这个王是谁呢
Our Lord Jesus Christ
是我们的主基督耶稣
So king and Lord basically means the same thing
所以王跟主是同一
字。But we can live all our lives calling Jesus Lord and not realize that we are to be living in a kingdom.
我们可以一生都叫我们的主主，但是
Because in this kingdom, he has absolute domain.
因为在这个国度里面，他有完全的掌权。
And this kingdom is to be reality in each of our hearts.
所以这个国度对我们每个人的心里面要成为实际。
And you know, dear brothers and sisters.
弟兄姐妹们
There's a very serious problem to this. There's a very serious problem related to this matter.
在就这件事情有一个很严重的问题
Because in Matthew chapter 7,
因为在马太第七章
Lord Jesus, not everyone who says to me, Lord, Lord, will enter the kingdom of heaven.
主说不是每一个对我说主啊主啊人能够进神的国
So it's possible to use the words to describe our Lord Jesus.And yet not be in the reality of the kingdom.
所以我们可能可以用这些词汇，但是却没有活在国度的实际里。
Now, this seems to me to be a very serious matter.
对我来讲，这是很严重的事。
Because it's easy to learn the language.
因为很容易来学这些词汇。
So our Lord Jesus, not everyone who says to me, Lord, Lord, will enter the kingdom of heaven, but he who does the will of my Father who is in heaven.
所以主说不是称呼我主啊主啊都能进天国。
So what does it mean to call him Lord?
那这样叫我们的主主是什么意思呢
It means you are willing to do the will of your Father who is in heaven.
是讲到你愿意来遵行天父的旨意。
So we need to be careful, brothers and sisters.
所以弟兄姐妹我们要小心。
If we use this word in an improper way, then it, the meaning of the word, we lose the meaning.
如果我们用错这个话，我们就失去这个意义。
The significance of him being Lord is lost.
这个讲到主的这意义就失去了。
And our Lord goes on in that same passage and says, Many will say to me in that day, Lord, Lord, did we not cast out demons in your name?
对，主就继续说，当日有许多人说，我们不是奉你的名赶鬼吗？
And we need his name to do other things.
我们不是奉你的名来做许多的事吗？
But he will have to say to them, Depart from me.Because I never knew you.
但是主要对他们说，你们我不认识你们，你们离开我吧。你们用这样的话。
But you didn't understand.
但是却不明白。
My dear, dear, dear brothers and sisters.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹们。
We need to be very careful.
我们必须要非常小心。
How we use this word, Lord.
我们用主这个字是。
Because it is a kingdom word.
因为是一个国度的词汇。
It has to do with God's will being done.
讲到神的旨意得成。
You remember the prayer our Lord Jesus taught us in Matthew chapter 6.
你知道在马太福音六章主对我们教我们的祷告。
Our Father who art in heaven.
我们天上的父。
Hallowed be thy name.
愿人都尊你的名为圣。
Thy kingdom come.
你的国降临。
And the parallel Thy will be done.
所以你的旨意行在地上。
So when we talk about living in the reality of the kingdom,
所以我们讲到活在国度的实际。
We're living under Jesus as our Lord.
所以我们就活在主是我们的
主。And the result is we are doing the will of God.
结果就是我们来成就神的旨意。
But you see, dear brothers and sisters,
你看
so often this is just language we talk.
这只是我们口头上所讲的
话。Rather than it being something that we practically manifest.
而却没有我们成为我们生活的实际。
So when we talk about our Lord Jesus as Lord,
当我们讲到主耶稣是我们的主
，Dear brother and sister, the next time we refer to him as Lord,
弟兄姐妹们，下一次我们讲到耶稣是主
，We need to remember this is kingdom language.
我们要知道这是国度的词汇。
That means that I am surrendering myself fully to him.
那意思就是说我把自己完全降服给他，他是王。
You know, brothers and sisters, in a kingdom,
弟兄姐妹，你知道吗？在国度里面，你没有投票权。
There doesn't have, they don't have an election.
那里没有选举。
It's not democracy.
不是民主的。
No one got to vote on our Lord Jesus becoming the king.
只有耶稣基督是王，没有一个人投票。
It was a sovereign decision made by our heavenly Father.
是我们天父在他全能里面所
预定的。And why is he there as king?Because he's the only one worthy for that position.
为什么只有他是王呢？因为只有他是配得的。
And when we refer to him as Lord,
让我们来讲到他是。
It will make a big difference in our life, brothers and sisters.
会改变我们的一生。
If we will remember, we are talking to the sovereign ruler of the universe.
我们若知道我们是来对这宇宙掌权的人在说话。
And when we call him Lord,
我们来称呼他为主。
I am willing to obey you.
那意思就是说我愿意来顺从你，我愿意来行你的旨意，我把我自己完全让给你。
So let's allow the Holy Spirit to fill that word with its real significance.
我们让圣灵让把这句话的实际成就在我们。
That we stop using it in a light way.
所以我们就不这样轻忽的使用。
Artificial way.
或者是很表面上的。
But when we call him Lord, it has real meaning.
所以我们称呼他为主是有真实意义的。
Now, for those of you who are married or have husband and wife,
对，在座结婚有丈夫有妻子的。
You know, dear brothers and sisters, it's possible for the husband to call his wife darling and dear and honey and all these things and not mean it at all.
那丈夫可以对他妻子讲亲爱的、甜心，但是
it's possible for the wife to do the same thing.
却不代表什么，妻子也可以同样的做什么样的事。需要有实际的行动。
To keep those words full of meaning.
才能够把这个话变成实际。
Same thing is true in our relationship with our Lord Jesus Christ.
我们与主耶稣基督的关系也是这样。
Dear brothers and sisters,
非常亲爱的弟兄姐妹们。
He is the sovereign ruler of the universe.
他是宇宙中掌权的主。
He is seated there with all authority in heaven and on earth.
他坐在那里。
He has been given the name that is above every other name.
有天上地上所有的权柄。
By the name of Jesus, every knee will bow.
他就超乎一切的名，所有的万妻跪拜。所以我们要来祈祷。我们要在他面前屈膝。我们要在他面前俯伏。我们要用我们的口来承认。他是主。他是掌权的。他来掌管一切。我亲爱的弟兄姐妹们，我们在这件事上非常清楚。在地上没有一件事情发生，他不在他掌权。
Oh yes, even all the things that go wrong.
甚至有一些好像看起来不错的事。
Chooses to let them go wrong.
所以他有主的旨意许可，所以有些事情会发生。
Oh my dear brothers and sisters,
我亲爱的弟兄姐妹。
Let's not be confused about this.
那我们不要糊涂。
When we're talking about a kingdom, we're talking about someone who is sovereignly ruling over his domain.
我们讲到国度，讲到有一个人是在他国度里面掌权，是天父给他这个权柄，是所有的权柄。
Not just some authority, not just the most important authority, but all authority.
不是部分的权柄，是全部的权柄。
In heaven and earth,
在天上地下所有的权柄。
And so, brothers and sisters, who is this Jesus?
弟兄姐妹们，耶稣是谁呢
？You know, in the early church, in the very beginning of
你知道在初期教会讲到建造教会的时候， 然后罗马帝国想要摧毁教会。
There were many times believers had to come and stand before a tribunal.
有许多的信徒需要到会堂，到受审。
They were asked to give a response.
在审判官面前，他们要回应。
This is what I understand. They were asked.
那他们就这样的被询问。
César Curias or Jesus Cristo Curias? Know the difference? Sorry, my brother. It meant, is Caesar the king? Is he the Lord? Or is Jesus Christ the Lord? And they gave the wrong answer up in their head.
那就会被他们基督徒就被问说：凯撒是王呢，还是耶稣基督是王？如果他们回答错误，他们的头就要被砍掉，或者是他们丢到狮子洞。只有问一句话。
Jesus Christos Kurios.
耶稣基督是主吗
？Jesus Christ is Lord. But you know, dear brothers, this had to come from the depths of their being.
所以要从他们的心里面深处来回答。
It wasn't an empty word.
这不是一个空的口号。
It meant their life.
这句话来要他们的命。
So, brothers and sisters, I hope you see that this matter of the nomenclature of the kingdom is very important to us.
所以弟兄姐妹们，这个名知道名字后面的意义是何等重要。
There's another word that we find in the scriptures that I think we can add to this list of king, lord, and then head.
还有一个字我们可以加上来，就是王、主还有头。
Now I don't intend to be dogmatic about this.
我不是很教条化的。
But it seems to me that in some ways, when you refer to our Lord Jesus as Lord.It's more of a personal thing.
当我们来讲到主耶稣是主的时候，是很个人的。
But when we talk about his relation as a church related to him, he's the head.
但是我们讲到主在教会上的位置，他是头。
And you remember Ephesians chapter 1.
你知道在以弗所书第一章。
Let's quickly look at.
我们很快的翻一下。
Ephesians chapter 1.
以弗所书第一章。
This beginning the last half of verse 19.
从第十九节的后半开始。
These are in accordance with the working of the strength of his might, which he brought about in Christ when he raised him from the dead and seated him at his own right hand in heavenly places.
照着所信的人所显的能力何等的浩大，就是照他在基督身上所运行的大能大力。使他从死里复活，叫他在天上坐在自己的右边。
Now notice, seated him at his right hand in heavenly places.
叫他在天上坐在自己的右边。
Far above all rule and authority and power and dominion and every name that is named, not only in this age, but also in the one to come.
远超过一切执政的、掌权的、有能的、主治的和一切有名的，不但是今世的，连来世的也都超过了。
I want you to notice the far above all.
我要你注意远超过。
Our Lord Jesus Christ is seated in a unique position.
我们的主耶稣坐在一个独特的位置。
He is the only one who occupies this position.
他是唯一的一位坐在这个位置。
He is far above all authority.
他远超过一切有掌权的。
Far above all dominion.
远超过一切执政的。
Far above all rulership.
远超过一切有能力。
Far above all power.
远超过一些有能力的。
Not just above, but far above.
不仅是超过，而且远超过。
There's a hymn that some of the hymn books have. This hymn is entitled "Far Above All."
有一首诗歌讲到远远超过。
Anybody remember singing that hymn? Far above all. We tried to find, but we could not find it in the hymn book tonight.
我们今天晚上想要找这首诗歌，但是却没找到，就是远远超过。
This is our Lord Jesus.
弟兄姐妹们，这就是我们的主。
He is in this far above all position.
他远远超过所有。
With the name that is above every name.
他远超过所有的掌权的，超乎万民之上的名。
Now, look at the next step.
然后看下一步。
And he, that is God the Father, put all things in subjection under his, that is the Lord Jesus' feet, and gave him his head over all things to the church, which is his body, the fullness of him who fills all in all.
第二十二节，又将万有伏在他的脚下，使他为教会做万有之首。教会是他的身体，是那充满万有所充满的。
So notice, brothers and sisters, from his exalted position, he is now also be given the responsibility of being head over all things to the church.
所以我们的主不仅是远超过一切，他也为教会做万有之首。
My dear brothers and sisters,
亲爱的弟兄姐妹
们，if we believe this and practice it,
我们如果在实际的生活上来相信。
A dramatic, traumatic, and dramatic revolution among God's people.
我们就可以在神的儿女们当中看到一个非常奇妙的改变。
Because he is not in practicality the head over all things in his church.
因为他现在在实际上还没有真正成为教会的主。
He's been given the position, but his people have not surrendered to him.
他虽然有这个位置，可是我们没有顺服他。
I just want to try to prove it. And I don't think I have too much trouble doing so.
我想要来证明这件事情，我不会有太大的麻烦要来证明这件事。
I mentioned that we presently live in Brazil.
我告诉你们，我们现在是住在巴西。
Do you know how many denominations there are in Brazil?
你知道在巴西有多少宗派吗
？Would any of you like to guess?
在座有人能愿意猜一猜吗
？Can you guess how many denominations there are in Brazil?
你猜猜看，在巴西有多少宗派呢
？Nobody wants to guess.Are you afraid of being too high or too low? Nobody wants to guess. 6 years ago, I talked with a brother who did the research.
6 years ago, 我跟一位弟兄
谈到 there were 3,000 denominations.
6年以前，这位弟兄做研究有3,000个宗派。
Here is my question: Is this the work of our Lord Jesus from His exalted position? Creating 3,000 denominations in Brazil.
我要问你们，难道这造成这么多宗派是主耶稣的工作吗
？Is there anybody here who can convince me that this is his work?
在座有人能够来说服我说这是他的工作吗
？And what has happened, brothers and sisters?
那到底是为什么发生呢
？I think somebody acted outside of the authority of him being the head.
那就是因为有人没有把主当成他的头。
So again, we like to use the word.
我们喜欢用一些话。
But we don't practice it very well.
但是我们却没有真正实行。
I have to say, in all honesty, my dear brothers and sisters, and I'm saddened to have to say this.
我必须很诚实，但是却很忧伤的。
And I'm sure that some of you will be offended by what I say.
也许在座的有些人，会对我说的不高兴。
But I don't know of an assembly of the Lord's people on the face of the earth who's practicing Jesus as their head.
但是我却不知道在地上有什么样的聚集，他们有自己的宗派，他们是让主做他们的头。
They all believe the doctrine.
他们都相信教条。
But we don't practice what we believe.
但是我们常常没有来实行我们所相信。
No, you can get angry with me.And do whatever you need to, but you prove me wrong.
你也许对我不满意。
I want you to show me a group of God's people who are consistently in practical ways allowing Jesus to be who He is to the church, that is to be the head.
我要你来找出一个例子，他们这样子持续的，而且是很来坚持的让主做他们的头呢？有没有这样的一个团体
？Please, if you know of a place.Let me know. I want to go there. I want to go join that group and learn their secret.
如果地上有这样一个团体，我愿意加入他们。
Now, listen to what Paul says.
你来听保罗说的。
He has been made head over all things.
他又要为教会做
万有之首。That means we are not free to make independent decisions.
所以我们不能做独立的决定。
The moment we do that, we place somebody else in his position as head.
如果我们自己独立的来做一些决定，
And the Holy Spirit has been sent here by the Lord and by our Heavenly Father.
圣灵就被主和天父来差遣下来。
To make this him being the head a practical reality here on the earth.
所以让基督成为元首，可以成为实际。
So what does this mean? It means that the Holy Spirit is sovereign.
这是什么意思呢？就是圣灵是有他的主权。
And we need to find a way to obey Him.
所以我们必须要来顺服圣灵。
Because when we obey the Holy Spirit, we are allowing our Lord Jesus to be in practical terms the head which He has been assigned this position.
如果我们顺服圣灵，我们就让基督来居首位。
So brothers and sisters, this is kingdom language.
弟兄姐妹们，这是天国的词汇。
Let me ask us another question.
让我再来问你们另一个问题。
How does the Lord Jesus want to manifest His kingdom on the earth?
耶稣基督怎么样让国度在地上彰显
？How can He do that?
他如何能够完
成 ？He's there.
他在天上。
And we're living on this planet.
那我们活在这个地上。
How does this become real and practical?
那这个怎么能够成为实际呢
where are the dumbs? Where is the domain? Where are those people that he is ruling over?
那这个国度掌权的这个范围，这些人在哪里呢
I don't know if I understand this hymn that we sang tonight.
我不晓得我是不是来真的知道今天晚上我们唱的诗歌。
I think the writer of this hymn, I Love Thy Kingdom, had a different understanding. His understanding withwas somewhat different than mine.
这个我爱你国度这个诗歌的作者他的认识与我有点点不同。
And yet at the same time, it's not all that different.
但是也不是那么的不同。
Because you notice, for instance, in the first verse.
在第一节这样讲。
I love thy kingdom, Lord.
主我爱你国度。
The house of thine abode.
是你的居所。
The church.
是你的教会。
So he said the kingdom and the church is the same thing.
所以讲到国度跟教会是一件事。
Yes. If he says, I love thy kingdom,And I love thy church. In that song, it seems like he's saying the same. The kingdom and the church is the same thing.
他讲到我爱你的国度和你的教会，好像国度教会是一件事。
But as we go on, if we have time tonight, as we go on, we will discover that the kingdom was a reality before the church was a reality.
但是我们慢慢的，我们就会发现，国度要先成为实际，教会才能够出
现。Our Lord Jesus talked about building the church in Matthew 16.
在主耶稣讲到在马太福音十六章讲到建造教会
Let me come back to my question.
让我回到我的问题
Where should the kingdom of God be manifested on the earth?
天国在地上如何彰显呢
Yes, in our individual life.
是的在我们个人的生活
But you know that because we're only one person.
你知道我们只是个别的人
There's a limit to how much of this kingdom can be manifested.
所以我们能够只能有限的来彰显天国
But where should we be able to lookand discover the working of the reality of the kingdom.
但是要到哪里来发现教会的这个国度的实际呢
Where, brothers?
在哪里呢
In the church.
要在教会里。
This is why he is the head.
这就是为什么他是元首。
If he's the head, and not just a figurehead, but the real head, then his will is going to be done through the members of his body.
因为主是元首，所以他的心意可以在他的身体里面被彰显。
And since he's the head, as members, we are not free to make independent decisions.
因为他是头，我们是肢体，我们不能够自己做决定。
Now you know if a member of your body makes an independent decision, you got a major problem.
如果你身上的肢体他自己要做决定，你就会出问题。
No matter what member it is, it's to be under the absolute control of the head.
不管你身上是哪一个肢体，要完全顺服头，甚至是你的小指头。
Is to function under the direction of the head.
需要在头的指示下来行动。
Now I want to give you an illustration. I hope this illustration won't be too difficult.
Okay. 我要给你们一个例子。
But we have a very dear friend who lives back on the East Coast.
我们有位很亲爱的朋友住在东岸。
When he was 13 years old, he had a swimming accident.
他在十三岁的时候游泳出了意外。
He jumped off a bridge into a very shallow, stream.
他从桥上跳下来，那个水里很浅。
And his head hit the bottom, and he severed his spinal cord right up here.
所以他的头撞到这个水的底部。
So he has no control over his hands.
所以他脊椎受损，他的手。
And he's in a wheelchair, and he has no control over his legs.
所以他没有办法来控制他的手和脚，他坐在轮椅。
When we had a meeting, we had to go upstairs.To go to the meeting.
当我们有聚会的时候，我们要到楼上。
And we had to carry him upstairs.
我们必须要把他抬上去。
And many times it was my responsibility to be on the bottom and somebody else on the other side carrying our brother up the stairs for the meeting.
然后常常是我在下面，另外一个弟兄在上面，我们把他抬上去。
And one night we were carrying him up, and I was up like this, and his legs and feet were right here, not holding him up, carrying him up the stairs.
有一天晚上，我这样子来抬他上去的时候，
and I saw his foot.
我看到他脚动了。
And I got so excited. I thought the Lord had healed him.
我非常的兴奋，我想说主医治他。
So we got him up, and we set him down, and I said, Danny, your foot moved.
那我们他等他抬上去坐下来的时候，我跟他讲说，他说我跟他讲说你的脚动了，他说你不要太兴奋，只是肌肉痉挛了。Are
you getting the idea, brothers and sisters?
你有这样的，知道我在说什么？有时候我们自己的行动就像抽筋一样。It
doesn't originate with the head.
并不是头来命令他的。Take
the 3,000 denominations in Brazil.
那我就拿在巴西有3000个宗派。
I'm sorry that we have to talk about these things. Wouldn't it be wonderful, brothers and sisters, if we could just share together the glory of our blessed Lord as He is the head, manifesting His fullness on this earth.
我很难过，必须要提到这个。如果我们只有一位头在天上，我们都来彰显他慈和的荣耀。
I think it's foolishness for us to ignore the problem.
但是我们是很愚昧，我们却来忽略这个问题。Because
if we ignore the problem, we never look for a solution.
因为我们若忽略这个问题，我们就不会找到答案。We
have a major problem.
我们有个很严重的问题。We
as the body of Christ are hopelessly, humanly speaking, divided.
我们神的身体，我们是这样子没有盼望。I
don't know how many denominations there are in the United States.
我不晓得美国有多少宗派。I'm
not sure I even want to know.
我也不想知道,
it would only add to my depression.
因为这样子会让我更沮丧。
To add that to the 3,000 I already know about in Brazil.
那只是从这3000个里面再更多的增加。
But dear brothers, this is a real problem.
但弟兄姐妹们,
and it's a kingdom issue.
这是一个国度的问题。
It means our King, our Lord, our Head is not free to manifest Himself in His own church.
这代表我们的 我们的主，我们的王，我们的元首，他在教会里面不能来彰显。
Now maybe you don't think that's a problem.
也许你不觉得这是一个问题。
But I think it's a very, very serious problem.
但是我觉得这是非常非常严重的问题。
And dear, dear brothers and sisters, there's a wonderful solution to it.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹们，有一个很完美的答案。 在这个难处当中，
Get reconnected to the head.
有一个答案就是与头来相连。
Let him be who he is.
让他成为他所是的。
He had been put in this position.
是基督被放在这样的位置。
Sovereignly placed in this position.
是神在
Because he's the only one worthy to be in this position.
因为他只有一位配得坐在这个位置。
And he has full capability to fulfill the responsibility of this position.
他有唯一的一位这样的能力能够完成。
But we want to improve on God's decision.
但是常常我们愿意来替神帮忙。
So we take it into our own hands to build something we want and put his name on.
那我们就自己来建造，把神的名放在上面。
Brothers and sisters, I didn't intend to go here tonight. This was not what I intended to share.
今天晚上我本来没有意思要讲这个。
But I want you to see that the church is a kingdom issue.
但是我要告诉你，教会是国度。
When we call something the church, it means that the Lord wants to manifest the reality of His kingship in that assembly of people.
当我们讲到教会，神的意思要让国度的实际能够在这里彰显。
And we need to find a living way.
我们要需要来找到一条活的路。
To allow Him to be who He is to us.
所以他可以成为他所要的。
He is the head.
他是头。
We need to find a way to allow him to be that.
我们需要找到一个办法，让他能够真正成为一个头。
We have hundreds of years of history.
我们有几百年的
behind us. That many of us have been influenced by.
那有几百年的历史让我们受这些影响。
Allowing the Holy Spirit to get us clear in our thinking.
所以我们要花时间让圣灵能够来。
And giving us the humility to admit that we're wrong.
让我们也能够谦卑来承认我们是错误。
To humble ourselves and to repent.
我们能够谦卑也要悔改。
Not just repent for what we have done.
不是来悔改我们所做的。
But we need to repent for all of God's people.
我们要为
Like Daniel did.
我们要为所有神的儿女来悔改，像但以理。
Like Nehemiah did.
像尼希米一样。
We need to see what we have done to His church.
我们要来看我们对神的教会做了什么。
Not acknowledging that He alone is the head.
没有来让承认他唯有独主是头。
And pray, pay whatever price necessary for the Holy Spirit to communicate to us the will of the head.
我们愿意来付一切的代价，所以让圣灵能够来恢复神的主权。
All right, let's come back to some other kingdom language.
我们再回到其他天国的词汇。
You have the word authority.
你有这个这句话讲到权柄。
Now, as rebels, we don't like this word.
我们是背叛的，我们不喜欢权柄。
As a matter of fact, if we're honest, our old Adamic nature.
因为我们有亚当天然的本性。
We talk about the hair getting up on the back of your neck.
我们讲到这头发从后颈部翘起来。
When the Adam nature hears authority, the hair on the back of his neck starts to stand straight out.
如果亚当，我们有亚当的性情，听到权柄这句话，我们的头发都会竖起来。
We are rebels to the core.
我们是从里面到外面都是背叛。
We were born rebels.
我们生下来就是背叛。
And Adam will always be a rebel.
亚当永远是一个背叛。
And therefore, we don't like authority.
所以我们不喜欢权柄。
But oh, dear brothers and sisters, if we can see it from God's perspective,
我们如果能够从神的角度来看
，You know, my dear brothers and sisters, that God has blessed us with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places in Christ.
你知道吗？神在基督耶稣里面赐给我们天上地上各样属灵的福气。
Now, how do we experience those blessings?
我们如何来经历这个福气呢？
哈。Learning to recognize and obey authority.
是来认识而且来顺服权柄。
The fullness of the head gets manifested in the members when the members recognize the authority that he has.
这个头的所有的丰富可以在肢体上彰显，如果这个肢体来顺服头的权柄。
So, let's just be very honest with ourselves and with the Lord tonight.
今天晚上让我们很诚实的对主，也诚实的对自
己。Allow him to show us.Our attitude toward authority.
让我们来让神来显明我们对权柄的态度。
And if it's not the right kind of attitude, then tonight is the night that we need to repent.
如果我们的态度不对，今天晚上我们就要悔改。
Authority is the greatest blessing, one of the great blessings in the universe.
在这宇宙中有权柄是一个很好的祝福。
Because it's how our Lord Jesus takes the riches that are in Himself.
让神因为耶稣基督借着圣父有许多的丰富，所以我们借着主可以来经历。如果你对权柄有一个错误的态度，你就会出问题。所以你就可能会限制神在你身上所要成就。
That's why salvation, brothers and sisters, includes bowing our knees.And believing in our heart and confessing with our mouth that Jesus Christ is Lord.
所以救恩就要讲到我们要屈膝，我们要口里承认，心里相信。
We don't.
耶稣是主。
We don't think that this is salvation.
也许我们不觉得这是。
But this is what Paul says in Romans 10.
在罗马书十章，保罗这样说。
If you will believe in your heart and confess with your mouth that Jesus Christ is Lord, you will be saved.
如果你口里承认，心里相信耶稣基督是主，你就必得救。
Saved from what?
从哪里被拯救呢？
Save from being your own foolish king.
从你自己原来那样愚昧的王的当中被拯救出来。
You know, there's a saying in English. He who has himself for a doctor has a fool for a patient.
Yeah, 在英文里面有这样一句话说，自己当把自己当成医生的，那事实上就是一个很愚笨的病人。
Let me say it again.He who has himself for a doctor has a fool for a patient.
如果自己自作聪明当医生的话，那他就是一个很愚笨的病人。
He who has himself as a king is also a fool.
如果自己来做王的话，那也是一个愚蠢的。
Because we are totally disqualified to rule over anything.
因为我们完全不合格来在任何事上来掌权。
We need to learn, my dear brothers and sisters.This most valuable lesson of respecting the authority that God places in our life.
弟兄姐妹们，我们来学习这个神宝贝的功课，就是来尊重神在我们当中所放的权柄。
You see it wonderfully being manifested in our human body.
在我们的身体的结构里面，是很奇妙的被显出来。
The members being submitted one to another.
身上的每一个肢体都互相顺服。
No member in our body is able to function by itself.
身上没有一个肢体能够靠着自己来工作。
It needs to be submitted to other members.
需要来顺服其他的肢体。
Is he willing to receive from the other members?
也愿意来接纳其他的。
And to respect the authority of the other members.
来尊敬这个权柄。
And so it is with us.
我们也是这样。
So if the kingdom of God is going to be something we understand and live in, we need to understand and appreciate authority.
如果我们要能够明白国度的话，我们就要明白权柄。
Another kingdom word, government.
另外一个国度的词汇
，Remember in Isaiah chapter 6,
就是掌权。
Unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulders.
在以赛亚书第六章，就有婴孩为我们而生，政权必担在他肩上。
And the government will be on his shoulders.
政权必担在他肩上。
Brothers and sisters, please see that God's kingdom is the way He governs His creation.
神的政权是神来掌管他创造的
方法。If you use the word government instead of the word kingdom, you wouldn't be too far wrong.
如果你用那个掌权来看神的权柄，
as long as you understood that this government is governed by a king.
但是你要认识这个掌权。
And it's not a government of the people, for the people, and by the people.
并不是民有民治民享，而是
王在掌权。It's a government of the king.
是王在掌
权。And he is sovereign.
他有权柄。
He is all authority.
他有所有的权柄。
So again, being under government is also something related to the king.
所以有这个政权也是
与国度有关的。The word rule and reign is another kingdom word.
掌权也是另外一个天国的词。
The word sovereign is a kingdom word.
所以神有主权，这也是一个天国的词。
Now we can't use the word sovereign in a democracy.
在民主里面，你不能够说你要有主权。
But in the kingdom, you can use the word sovereign.
但在国度里面，你可以使用这样。
Because all the authority is invested in him.
因为所有的权柄都从王来。
He has absolute control, authority over everything.
因为王有所有一切的权柄。
Oh, brothers and sisters, it doesn't look like I'm going to get through what I had to share. But I want to share something with you.
我愿意与你们分享。
That has had some influence in my own heart.
对我来讲,
I don't know how many years, maybe 12, 13 years ago.
也许十二三年以前,
there was an article in the New York Times
在纽约时报有这样的文章,
about the Hubble telescope that they've sent up into space.
讲到哈勃望远镜, 天文望远镜在太空里面。
Maybe some of you have read about the Hubble telescope.
也许在座人知道哈勃的望远
镜。I'm going to share with you what I remember.
我来跟你讲我记得。
I trust this act.
我想这是正确的。
But this is what I remember the article say. That with this Hubble telescope, they discovered that in our galaxy, there are between 50 and 80 billion stars.
在从哈勃望远镜有15到18兆的星球。
And then they turned this telescope into an area where men had never looked before.
然后他们把这望远镜放到一个地方是从来没有人去看过的。
Brothers, you know what they discovered?
你知道他发现什么吗？
You cannot believe it.
你没有办法相信。
I could not believe it.
我没有办法相信。
50 billion more galaxies bigger than our own galaxy.
有五十兆的这样的星际星座是比我们的这个星座还要更大的。
Any mathematicians here tonight?
在座有没有数学家？
Can you multiply?
你没有办法乘一乘。
Let's just take the low number, 50 billion times 50 billion.
五十兆乘五十兆。
Anybody got it worked out yet?
你知道这答案是什么吗？
But here's the point, my dear brothers and sisters. Our Lord Jesus Christ, the God-man, is in charge of all of that.
我要讲的就是我们的主耶稣基督是在这一切上来
的。He has authority over all of that.
他在这一切上有主权。
Here's my question.
这就是我的问题。
Do you think he has the ability to govern your life?
如果他是这位主掌权。
He has the ability to be the Lord of your life?
他有这个能力成为你的主。
Do you think he has the ability to be the head over any assembly of his people?
你想他有这个能力
If he's able to,
一个任何教会的主。
Brothers, think about it.
弟兄姊妹想想看。
Do you see how sometimes we insult him?
多少时候我们侮辱了这主
？By thinking that somehow we can do a better job than he can，
我们想我们自己比神能干，能够做更好。
The government is on his shoulders， Well, let me just mention two more words because there's something else I want to get to for a few moments.
我再说两个天国的词汇.
It's related to this matter of authority.
也讲到关于主权,
the words are submission and obedience.
就是我们来顺服.
Now, these are kingdom words.
这是天国的词汇.
These are words that have significance for those who live in the kingdom.
对活在天国里面的人,
Now again, they are words that most of us are not very comfortable with.
是我们在座很多人不觉得很舒服的.
And that's because of our old rebel nature.
这是因为我们天然背叛的性情.
You understand what happened, dear brothers and sisters? That when Adam ate of that tree of the knowledge of good and evil, the same poisonous rebellion that was in Lucifer found its way into the human race.
你知道，当亚当吃了分别善恶树上的果子，在路西佛上面的悖逆就进到人类里面。
Let me ask you a question. Who taught you to sin?
我问你一个问题。
Who taught you to violate the will of God?
谁教你犯罪? 谁教你违背神的旨意?
Oh, I know. Some of you went to school and took sinning 101, right?
难道是我们去学校来学犯罪学101吗?
Mom and Dad says, okay, now it's time for you to learn how to sin.
所以你会对爸爸妈妈讲说, 哦, 我在学校学,
Is that what happened?
来怎么犯罪?
No, my brothers.
是这样的吗? 不是的。
Some of you know that my wife Isabel and I have a 3-year-old son.
有些人知道我的妻子 Isabel 跟我有三岁的儿子。
His name is Benjamin.
这个儿子的名字叫
Maybe you get
Benjamin.
Maybe you get to meet him. Because he likes to wave at people and say hi and all these things.
他喜欢对人招手说 hi.
But I was in the delivery room when Benjamin was born.
当我的儿子生的时候，我在产房里。
And then they took Isabel into another room, and then about an hour later they brought Benjamin in.
他们把我的妻子带到另外一个房间，然后一个钟头以后。
Now he's 1 hour old.
那这个他们把儿子
1 hour. I haven't even had a chance to say hello to him yet.
我的儿子只有一个钟头,
so I can't be guilty of this.
只剩下来一个钟头,
the nurse decided she would like to change his diaper.
他还没有来决定要不要来,
I don't know what was going on in his mind, but it was evident he didn't like the idea at all.
他不喜欢人家来换尿布,
and turned all red.
然后他就非常的来抵抗, 然后整个身体就变化。
Now, where did that come from?
那这是从哪里来的?
Oh, I know somebody that came from Isabel's side, not Ernie's.
我想这是从我姊妹的那边来的，不是从这边来的。
No, brothers, it came from Adam.
是从亚当来的。
And you and I have the same thing in us.
你和我里面都有这个。
And we are sometimes unwilling to face it.
有时候我们不愿意来面对。
But you see, my dear, dear brothers and sisters, in our Lord Jesus Christ, there was none of that poison.
在主耶稣基督里面没有任何一点这样的毒药。
He has come to live in us.
然后他现在进到我们。
He is the vine and we are the branches.
他是葡萄树。
We are to abide in him and he is to abide in us.
我们要住在他里面,
now when you study his life, you see he had no problem with submission, no problem with obedience.
我们看主耶稣的生活, 他在顺服上没有一点问题。
He learned obedience by the things that he suffered.
他借着苦难学了顺从,
he was obedient unto death.
他顺从以至于死,
even death on the cross.
甚至死在十字架上,
do you know why he's in that position that he is presently seated in?
你知道他为什么现在坐在天上吗?
He's not there because he was his father's favorite son.
并不是他是天父所最爱的儿子。
Oh, no, my brothers and sisters. There's only one reason that our Lord Jesus is in that position tonight.
只有一个原因,
and it's been there for 2,000 years.
他坐在那里2000年,
it's because he is the only one worthy to be in that position. Because he absolutely submitted to and obeyed his father's will. And therefore, he is qualified to sit in that position. Now, my dear brothers and sisters,
我亲爱的弟兄姐妹,
I think most of us here tonight are aware that God's destiny for us as his children is to reign with his son.
在座每一位都知道, 神要我们与他的儿子一同掌权。
You remember Revelation chapter 3 verse 20?
你知道,
21.
启示录第三章二十节或二十一节。
He that overcomes, I will grant to sit down with me on my throne as I overcame and sat down on my father's throne.
得胜的, 我要 他们与我坐在宝座上，就像我得胜，我坐在父的宝座上。
Did you understand that that was your destiny?
你知道这是你前
你的前途吗 ？That when you came to believe in the Lord Jesus,
当你
信靠 that you were destined to share the throne of the universe with the Son of God.
你命定要来与神的儿子来分享这个宝座，这是在神的心意里面。
But let me ask us again, dear brothers and sisters.
让我再问你们。
That if we don't learn the lessons of submission and obedience, that we are qualified to sit with the Son of God in that position?
你如果没有学会顺从的功课，你怎么能够合格坐在这个宝座上呢？
Absolutely not.
绝对不能。
There will be weeping and gnashing of teeth.
我们会在外面哀哭切齿。
Because we did not take advantage of our opportunity.
因为我们没有来把握我们的机会。
Please understand tonight, dear brother and sister.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹。
The Holy Spirit takes you on.As his per, you are, he is your personal tutor.
我们的圣灵是我们个人的教，是我们个人的教师。
To arrange the circumstances of your life.
他来安排我们的生活。
To teach you everything you need to know.
来教导我们每一件要认识的。
To produce in you the character necessary.
所以他来把他神的性情做的。
For you to sit on that throne with our Lord Jesus and reign forever and ever.
所以我们可以与神坐在宝座上。
It begins by you being able to reign with him for 1,000 years.
要能够先与他做王一千年。
Do you understand what I'm saying, dear brothers and sisters?
你明白我所说的吗？
This matter of the kingdom,
天国的事
is not just an incidental matter.
不是突然发生的。
As we said in the beginning, I understand it to be one of the greatest issues of the universe.
就像我开始说的，这是宇宙中最重要的事。
Who is going to be the sovereign? Who is going to be God?
谁要来在这宇宙掌权呢？
That's the issue.
这就是问题。
And it's already been settled.
这已经被解决了。
And you and I need to see it.
你和我需要这样的认识。
We need to bow our knee.
我们需要来屈膝。
And give our lives 100% to the King.
要把我们的生活、生命百分之百的来给我们的主。我们来学习来。
Learn to submit to authority.
来顺从权柄。不管是神哪件事情。
We need to learn to have a proper response.
我们需要怎么样子来造神的旨意。
Learn this lesson of all lessons.
来这个所有功课里面最重要的功课。
If we don't learn to obey.
如果我们不来学着顺从
There is no place for us in the throne.
我们就在宝座上没有份
Think about it, dear brothers and sisters.
你要好好的思想
If we can't learn our lesson of obedience here and now,
我们如果现在不来学习顺从的功课
Our Father is going to put us in the position with His Son.
你想天父会我们把我们放在他跟他儿子一样
And we're not even able to obey.
我们甚至都不能来顺从
How can He put us in the position of representing His authority and we haven't learned how?
如果我们不来顺从我们的权上面的权柄，我们怎么能够来坐在宝座上呢
？So brothers and sisters,
弟兄姐妹们
，this matter of the kingdom is something very, very close to us.
天国的事是与我们这样有切身关系。
Something that has an impact on our life every day.
与我们每天的生活有关。
All the circumstances we find ourselves in.
在我生活上遭遇到每一件事。
The Holy Spirit is there providing us an opportunity.
圣灵来预备这些给我们机会，来学该我们该学的功课，来知道我们的命运。
Let me conclude by sharing that this matter of the kingdom is something that has different aspects to it.
我愿意总结在。这个关于天国的事情有许多的方面。
Maybe a better way of saying it is that there are different kinds of kingdoms.
或者更换一个方式来讲，就是有不同的国度。
And I think it's important that we understand that there are different kingdoms.
我们要认识有不同的国度。
Because the reality is, brothers and sisters, we are living under somebody's government.
因为实际就是我们活在不同的人的掌管下。
We're all living under somebody's government.
我们是活在。被人掌管的下面。
The question is, whose are you living under?
那问题是你活在被谁？
You remember when John the Baptist came and began his ministry?
你知道施洗约翰开始他的执事。
This ministry of making a way for the Lord, for the King.
他要为这个王来预备道路。
What was his message?
他的信息是什么呢？
Repent.
悔改。
For what reason?
为什么？
Why did they need the repent?
为什么他们要悔改？
Because they had sinned.
因为他们犯罪了。
That's not what John said.
不是，约翰
没有这样说。The same thing was done by our Lord Jesus.
主也是这样说。
When he began his ministry,
当主开始他的
职事。What was his message?
主的
repent.
因为主说，主也说要悔改，为什么呢？
For what reason, brothers and sisters?
为什么呢？
Because the kingdom of God has drawn nigh.
因为神的国近了。
The kingdom of God has been ushered in a way it never had been before.
天国要进来是从来没有发生。
How is that possible?
为什么可以？
Because the king is here.
因为王在那里。
Brothers and sisters, wherever the king is, there is the kingdom.
王在哪里，王国度就在哪里。
And so the repentance was necessary.
所以必须悔改。
Because people were living in the wrong kingdom.
因为人活在一个错的国度里面。
And so there was a necessity.
所以必须
for there to be a radical change of thinking that resulted in a radical change of their conduct.
所以思想和生活需要180度的改变。
It's exactly what Paul's talking about in Colossians 1:13.
所以哥罗西书一章十三节，保罗这样说。
That we were taken out of the domain of darkness and transferred into the kingdom of the Son of His love.
我们要被救，来脱离那黑暗的国度，要进到爱子光明的国度里。
I want to ask another question.
我愿意来问你
另外一个问题。By the time I'm finished, you're going to be so tired of my question.
我知道，当我结束的时候，你们可能被我问了许多的问题。
When you came to know the Lord Jesus,
当你来认识主耶稣基督。
Who told you that you have been put into another kingdom?
谁告诉你？是神把你放在另外一个国度里呢。
It took me 20 years to discover.
过了二十年我才发现。
I just thought my sins were forgiven. That was glorious enough.
我本来只是想得救，就是罪得赦免。
Brothers and sisters, something of great significance happened.
但是这样，除了这个以外，还有一个更重要的。
Jesus is our Lord.
如果我们承认基督是我们的主，
then we're taken out of one kingdom and placed in another.
我们就被带出一个国度，被放在另外一个国度。
Now you notice when you read the Gospel of Matthew.
如果你读马太福音
，The Matthew talks about the kingdom of the heavens.
马太福音讲到天国。
Where in Luke's Gospel it is the kingdom of God.
路加福音讲到神的国。
I don't want to try to explain because I don't know how well I can explain. Except let me say this. What little bit I understand is the kingdom of God is the bigger one.
神的国是更大的。
And within the kingdom of God, there's the kingdom of the heavens.
在神的国的里面有天国。
Because let me ask a question. Another question.
我要问你另外一个问题。
Which came first? God or heaven?
是神先呢，还是天先发生？
Because God is eternal.
因为神是永远的。
He wasn't created.
他不是。
But Genesis 1:1 says, "In the beginning, God created the heavens."
创世纪一章一节，起初神创造天地。
So then, God's kingdom became.A reality, a full reality in the heavenly dimension.
所以天国在就成为在神的国里面变成一个实际。
And now it seems to be that God's heart is to take that same kingdom, the same reality of His government in the heavenly realm, and bring it to this earth.
所以神的心意就是把天国的这样的实际带到地上来。
So brothers and sisters,
弟兄姐妹们
，We have the kingdom of God.
我们有神的国。
We have the kingdom.Heaven,
我们有天国。
We have the kingdom of darkness.
我们有黑暗的国度。
That's the kingdom into which we were born naturally.
我们天然的人生在黑暗的国度里。
In this kingdom of darkness, who is the king there?
谁是这个黑暗国度的王呢？
God's archenemy.
是神的主要的仇敌。
Lucifer, who became Satan.
所以是撒旦的天使长，是这个。
He's the god of this world.
是这个。
He's the prince of the power of the air.
是天上。
He has a rival kingdom that is antagonistic to everything to do with the kingdom of God.
是与神的国对立的。
And you and I are naturally born into that kingdom.
你和我天然的人都生在这个国。
We don't realize that we are under His government.
我们没有觉得我们在撒旦的
掌权。But you remember in 1 John chapter 5.
你知道约翰一书一章
五节。John says that the whole world is under the influence of the evil one.
全世界都握在恶者的手下。
Oh, brothers and sisters.Sometimes we lose sight of this.
也许我们没有注意。
Everything to do with this world order is under the government of God's enemy and our enemy.
所以这个地上事情，世界上所有的一切都是在仇敌的掌权下面。
Remember when the Lord Jesus was being tempted by Satan?
你知道主耶稣被撒旦来试探的时候。
He took the Lord Jesus up onto a high mountain.
撒旦带主耶稣到高山上。
And what did he show the Lord Jesus?
他对
all the kingdoms of this world.
讲到万国的荣华。
And he said, Lord, if you'll bow down and worship me, I'll give you all of these things.
他对主耶稣说：“你如果俯伏拜我，我就把这荣耀给你。”
Now this was not a promise. Because he has authority over these kingdoms.
因为撒旦有权柄在这世上的国里面，因为这是他的国。
But the Lord had another way.
但是主有另外一个道路。
Overthrowing those kingdoms.
能够把撒旦的国度推翻。
There's one other kingdom that I want to mention, and we'll close tonight.
另外还有一个国度是我要说的，然后我们今天晚上就结
束。It's what one brother has called the kingdom of self.
另外一个国度是自我的国度。
Now again, this is something we don't like to look at.
这也是另外一件事我不想面对。
It's not easy for us to admit.
对我们不容易来承认。
That there's a tyrant sitting on the throne of our life.
在我们的生活里面有一个暴君坐在宝座上。
He's a petty tyrant.
是一个很可怜的
一个暴君。He doesn't know much about ruling.
他不知道怎么样来管理。
But he insists on being the ruler.
但他来坚持他必须要来管理。
And the Lord's solution for him?
那神对这个人的一个答案
is for him to be dethroned.
就是要让他能够下这个宝座。
Now, I don't know if this has any interest for any of you brothers and sisters.
我不晓得这对你有没有兴趣。
But there's a dear brother who has written a book many years ago entitled The Kingdom of Self.
那有一位亲爱的弟兄很多年以前写本书就是
Actually, he wrote two books.
自我的国度。
The first one was called The God Players. And the second was called The Kingdom of Self. The God Players.
所以第一本书就是神的他可以使用的人，第二个本书讲到说是自我的国度。
But you see, dear brothers and sisters, we have our own domain.
我们有自己的范围。
Guess who the king is?
你猜猜看，在这范围里面谁是王呢
？Guess who the king is?
你猜猜看，这个王是谁
？You look at him every morning in the mirror.
你每天早上起来对着镜子看他。
It's not easy for him to be dethroned.
那不容易让他能够从宝座上下来。
Now, dear brothers and sisters, when you and I become disciples of our Lord Jesus Christ, we become disciples of the kingdom.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹们，当我们成为主耶稣的门徒，我们就是天国的门徒。
So, what are the conditions necessary for being a disciple of the Lord Jesus Christ?
要成为主耶稣基督的门徒，有什么
条件呢？
第一个条件是
，Given by our Lord Himself.If any man would be my disciple,
如果有人要跟从我
let him do what?
他要做什么呢
Deny himself. Deny himself what?
要舍己
Deny himself the right to be his own king.
要怎么样舍己呢？就是来舍自己，来让不要让自己做王。
Do we understand tonight, dear brothers and sisters?
今天晚上我们是不
是 that when we confess that Jesus Christ is our Lord.
让我们来承认耶稣基督是主。
That means that the king that we has been ruling our lives has been thrown off of that throne.
那意思就是说，原来在坐宝座。
And only the Lord Jesus Himself has a right to be in that position.
只有耶稣基督有这样的权柄坐在这个宝座上。
For every one of us here tonight, if we are serious about walking with the Lord,
在座我们若真是认真的要来跟随主。
You know that the king is always trying to crawl back on that throne.
你知道我们这天然的王就是我们自己想要爬回宝座上
And it's a daily struggle, a real battle.
每天都是有这样的挣扎
To keep that old tyrant off the throne and to our Lord and allow our Lord Jesus to be the rightful.
要让我们的老我从宝座上下来让主耶稣基督坐在宝座上
Now think how foolish we are.
想想看我们何等愚蠢
Some of us didn't have to live very long before we discovered We have a real ability to make a mess of our life.
有些人不需要活得很长，就知道我们有能力让我们的生活变得一塌糊涂。
Have you discovered?
你有没有发现
？Or maybe you haven't looked at it recently.
也许你最近没有来检查一下。
You can ask some of your friends or some of your family members.
你可以问问你的朋友或你的家人。
But brothers and sisters, what makes us think that we couldn't rule our life back then that we can do it okay now?
你想想看。如果你过去没有办法来掌管你的生活，你今天可以吗
？You know, here in U.S., many times people have a business and they don't do a very good job of managing the business, so they have to go out of business.
在美国有很多人有他的事业，他们没有办法做得很好，所以他们必须要关门。
So somebody else buys the business.
他们就有人来买他的生意。
And they put a big sign outside.
所以他们在生意的外面放了一个很大的招牌，上面写
Under New management.
就是有新的管理。
We should have neon lights.
我们必须要有霓虹灯。
Under new management.
我们的生活。
And there ought to be evidence that is true. If I come to your restaurant, there better be evidence that the food is better than under the old management.
有全新的管理。 如果我到你的厨房，到你的餐厅里面， 你要证明这是真的。
This is kingdom reality, brothers and sisters.
这是天国的实际。
So may the Lord in His great mercy give us a clarity about what it means to be in the kingdom of God.
愿主怜悯我们， 让我们很清楚地知道怎么样是在天国的实际里。
Because the Lord willing, tomorrow night, if you come back, after 15 minutes of too much time, you may not come back tomorrow night.
如果你们明天来的话，
But this is the problem, this brother's problem. He said, I could go as long as I wanted.
因为是我的弟兄说你可以随便讲多长。
Where was I?
Tomorrow come back.
Oh, tomorrow night. Because, you know, we're talking about this matter of the kingdom. But how can we seek something that we don't know what we're looking for?
我们讲到，今天讲到国度，
明天我们要讲到国度来求。 If you don't understand the kingdom, how can you seek for it?
如果你不认识这个国度， 你怎么来求呢？
So the Lord said, seek first His kingdom.
所以神说要先求他的国。
So I want to make, I want to give an encouragement to you.
我愿意鼓励你们。
Before you go to bed tonight,
今天晚上你上床以前,
find a place.
找一个地方,
where you can just be with the Lord.
你可以跟神主自己在一起,
and reaffirm the fact that you want Him to be the Lord of your life.
来重新向主来肯定,
get down on your knees. Acknowledge Him for who He is.
你在主面前屈膝,
He is the Lord. And He wants to be your Lord.
他愿意成为你的主,
but He needs your permission.
他需要你的同意。
He's not just going to automatically be the Lord.
他没有办法来自己成为你的主。
He needs you to humble yourself and submit yourself to His authority.
他需要你降卑在他的面前，来，在他面前来，把你的主权来交给他。
And then say, Blessed Lord, give me a fuller understanding.
你对主说，主啊，你祝福我，让我能够更认识。 对你所要说的更认识。
When you said, I am to seek His kingdom.
当你对我说要求他的国，
clarify my understanding，
让你在我里面烧一把火， 让我来认识他， 在神国是什么样的意思。
Oh, brothers and sisters，
弟兄姐妹们，
I think we will discover it's beyond human words to describe.
我们就会发现人的言语没有办法来描述。
Remember, I'm sorry, you remember the Beatitudes in Matthew 5?
你记得马太福音里面讲的福吗？
How does each one of those Beatitudes begin?
每一个福从什么地方开始呢？
Miserable is the person.
Huh?
But isn't this our idea? If I put myself under somebody's authority, I'm going to be a miserable person.
但是如果我们服在一个人的权柄下， 那我就生活就充满了悲哀吗？
Are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven.
那个邻里贫穷的人有福了， 因为天国是他们的。
It's the only way we can know these blessings. The only way the kingdom of God can be a reality is we meet those conditions that our Lord Jesus talked about.
我们要能够来符合主所说的条件，
and the only way that's possible is for Him to come and live in us again.
要让这个成为可能， 必须祂进来我们里面， 活在我们里面。
Let's pray.
我们一起祷告。
Father, in the name Your beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, we want to give You thanks and praise for all Your goodness to us.
天父，靠着借着爱子耶稣基督的名，我们感谢你赐给我们一切的丰富。
We want to thank You tonight that when we believed in Him, that You took us out of that old kingdom and put us into the kingdom of the Son of Your love.
当我们相信主，你就把我们从黑暗的国度里面迁到爱子光明的国里。
What a privilege, what a joy, what a blessing to be under the Lordship of our Lord Jesus Christ.
能够在主耶稣基督的国里面是何等的特权，是何等的喜乐。
To be in His kingdom and under His government.
能够在他的国度里面受他的管制。
Oh Father, please hear the cry of our hearts tonight.
天父，求你听我们心里面的呼求。Don't
allow one of us in this place to go away without seriously considering this matter of Your kingdom.
让我们在座每一位，没有一个人能不能够来严重的、认真的来考虑天国的事。
And help us before we go to sleep tonight.
当我们上床之前，帮助我们。
We'll do business with our king.
我们与我们的王能够有交通。
And we will ask for this kind of insight we need to your kingdom.
赐给我们来认识你的国度。
Make your word living in all of us.
愿你的话活在我们每一个人里面。
We ask it in your name.
我们靠你的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.